This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're visiting with Dr. Richard Toselli, the CEO of the Invivo Therapeutics Corporation, a research and clinical stage biomaterials and biotechnology company with a focus on treatment of spinal cord injuries. The publicly traded company is headquartered in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Dr. Toselli, we thank you for joining us here today on the program.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, the pleasure certainly ours as well. So first, can you tell our audience about Invivo Therapeutics and what your company does to kick things off today?
Yeah, you mentioned a bit in the introduction, but we are a publicly traded NASDAQ-listed company based in Cambridge, Mass. We are presently investigating a technology that came out of Bob Langer's lab at MIT along with some IP from Children's Hospital, and we're focused on the treatment of acute spinal cord injury, which, as you may know, is an area of it's a high unmet need. We are working on a product, which is a neurospinal scaffold, which is a biopolymer that's placed in acute spinal cord injuries for patients who have thoracic injuries. And right now we're interested in focusing on this trial, but we do have a broader interest in defining technologies that are adjacent to our present scaffold, as well as technologies that benefit patients with spinal cord injury.
Now, you do have an interesting background for a CEO, not a typical one. You're a former neurosurgeon. Can you tell our audience, which has an interest in healthcare and business, a bit about your background and how it translates to your current role as CEO of Invivo Therapeutics?
Sure. Thanks for the opportunity to promote myself on the radio. But, right now I'm the CEO of a spinal cord injury company. And what is nice about that is it dovetails into my background. I am a board certified neurosurgeon trained in neurosurgery from Dartmouth Department of Neurosurgery. I did a fellowship in spinal cord injury in Milwaukee and worked for the most part as an academic neurosurgeon based in at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Started a spine center there and treated the patients, similar patients to what the study is involved with at this time. I think I also had an MBA from Flagler School of Business at UNC Chapel Hill and had been in industry for almost 14 years prior to taking this role in various roles at various companies. But I do think that the fact that I have the background that I do, it helps me in understanding the patient population as well as understanding the difficulties from a neurosurgical standpoint in treating these patients over time. I would say that this area is, as we discussed before, is an area of unmet need. And most neurosurgeons are treating patients as they did 25 years ago. So the current treatment or standard of care at this time is very similar to when I trained. So this technology hopefully will bring a new option for patients, but also bring some excitement to the neurosurgical community.
Yes, sir. Most definitely on that. Now, this may seem like a joke, but what's more difficult and challenging, being a neurosurgeon or the CEO of a publicly traded company?
Yeah, I guess it depends on the day, if you will. But I do think that there are some similarities here. I think as a neurosurgeon, the things that you're taught are obviously, patients, attention to detail, and, excellent execution. And I think the same applies to being the CEO here at Invivo. We are trying to move this technology forward in a very difficult space, just simply because spinal cord injury has not been well capitalized over the years. So it requires patience. It requires obvious attention to detail, given the clinical trials that we're doing with the FDA. And right now, we're dedicated to executing on the clinical trial that we're presently planning.
Now, you became CEO earlier this year, and reading some news on you and the company, it was reported that you have made some major changes with the company under your leadership, such as decreasing the cash burn rate, launching a second spinal trial. If you would discuss that and also discuss the second trial as well.
Sure. I think I did become full-time CEO in February. At the time, we had the first trial that was on hold by the FDA. I had previously worked for the company as a consultant and had the privilege of taking over as CEO, as I said, in February. We needed to do some things to, from a financial perspective, to be able to do the second trial. So we did some standard operating procedures for companies that need to conserve cash. We decreased the cash burn. We did some reductions in force. And we cleaned the cap table. This allowed us to go ahead and do a financing for $15.2 million in June. That money allowed us to focus on the second clinical trial, what we're calling Inspire 2.0. The first trial was put on hold by the FDA with 19 of 20 patients enrolled. At the time, there were 3 patient deaths associated with the first trial. Those deaths were not attributed to the procedure or the device as determined by the investigators, but there were some issues with very sick patients being admitted to the protocol. We had a very collaborative discussion with the FDA, who also understands the unmet need in the space, and got permission to do a second trial, which is Inspire 2.0 trial, in March. Once we had the financing, we could put all of our efforts and focus on getting this trial started, and that's where we are at the present time. By cleaning up the cap table combined with the cash we have on hand, which we reported as $22.3 million at the end of quarter two, we feel we can get through the enrollment of this trial.
And certainly sounds like you're making quite a difference in such a short time. Today we are with Dr. Richard Toselli, the CEO of the Invivo Therapeutics Corporation, a research and clinical stage biomaterials and biotechnology company with a focus on treatment of spinal cord injuries here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Toselli, if you would talk to us a bit about product development with your company and how the process works so our listeners can better understand.
Sure thing. We currently manufacture this polymer in-house at our manufacturing facility in Cambridge. The product is a PLGA polymer, which is a bioresorbable polymer. It's made of the same material as resorbable sutures, so over a short period of time, it does go away. We also combine it with polyl-lysine, which promotes cellular adhesion. This product is a highly porous product. It's about 83% to 84% air and fragile by design. And it is a polymer that is placed within the spinal cavity after injury. It obviously does maintain the architecture of where the injury was, but it also is neuropermissive for cell growth. We also are very interested in product development going forward. Although the company did not have a pipeline when I arrived in February, we are presently, looking as I mentioned before, at adjacencies around the scaffold. We did announce earlier this week a research partnership with a company called Q Therapeutics, a Salt Lake City stem cell-based company, where we'll be evaluating whether the polymer and stem cells are synergistic in their response for obviously animal spinal cord injury studies. And we continue to be interested in looking at complementary products, both from a spinal cord injury standpoint, but also neuroregeneration standpoint.
Now, as you know, the spinal cord industry is constantly evolving and changing. Can you chat a bit about the industry and where it's going and where your company fits within the market?
We see ourselves as somewhat pioneers in this industry. There have been a fair number of pharmaceutical products that have been used for spinal cord injury. To be honest, most of those trials have failed. But from a medical device standpoint, the placement of the scaffold within the spinal cavity where the injury occurred is relatively new and innovative. I think neurosurgeons in general had, as I stated earlier when I was talking about being in practice for a long time and the standard of care not changing over that period of time since I was trained, I think this gives a neurosurgeons anyway are very excited about this product as it gives them an opportunity to do something at the site of injury rather than just stabilizing the spine over the levels of injury. So we don't feel that we have we don't feel this is a that there are competitors. We think for the most part our scaffold may have applicability with a variety of either small molecules or cell-based therapies. And as I mentioned before, our relationship with Q Therapeutics will be the first step in proving that. But we continue to sort of move forward with the neurospinal scaffold as I think patients and physicians are anxious to get their hands on this in the clinics.
In regards to Wall Street, we know Wall Street is not always patient. How do companies like yours juggle the interest of investors with what you do with research and development and clinical trials, et cetera?
Yeah, it's you know, as my late mother said, patience is a virtue, and so we continue to work with investors who understand our clinical development pathway. Obviously, short-term constraints without having a revenue generating company are difficult. But I think the best thing that we found that works from the standpoint of small companies doing the things we do are transparency. Keeping the investors completely aware of where you are and what you're doing and how you're spending the money that they've invested into the company. I also think that execution becomes a huge issue. So we continue to strive as best we can, given the sometimes unpredictability of clinical trials, to execute on our timelines. And that also gives the investors a sense of calm and willingness to hang in there during the time when you're doing these long and sometimes difficult clinical trials.
And I'm sure they can be quite difficult and drawn out in time as well. Now, as we conclude, if you don't mind, where do you see this company in conclusion going in the next 3 to 5 years, and what do you hope to accomplish in that time frame?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the first couple of years here, we're very interested, as I mentioned, in the execution of the Inspire 2.0 clinical trial. I think as we move forward, we're very interested in expanding the product pipeline for in vivo into those adjacencies around the scaffold, as well as those technologies around neural regeneration. So we're excited about the future. I think we've done a pretty good job of getting the company balanced and ready and able to do the clinical trial that that we're presently involved with. And it gives us an opportunity to look from a horizon standpoint at new technologies that could benefit patients and be synergistic to the scaffold.
Dr. Toselli, we want to thank you for what you do in the space and for taking a moment out of your tremendously busy schedule to be with us here today. And it certainly has been our pleasure. Where can listeners find further details on In Vivo Therapeutics and be in contact accordingly?
Sure thing. First of all, thank you for the opportunity to be here today. And I think the best place for people to learn about what we're doing is obviously our website. It has a significant amount of information, including a corporate deck that we update on a regular basis that elaborates some of the points we discussed today. We encourage everyone listening to check out the website and follow us as we move through this process with the clinical trial and continue to get the word out at investor meetings and various scientific meetings as well.
Dr. Toselli, again, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
My pleasure as well. Thanks for the time.
We've been speaking with Dr. Richard Toselli, the CEO of the In Vivo Therapeutics Corporation, a research and clinical stage biomaterials and biotechnology company with a focus on treatment of spinal cord injuries. And for further details, visit invivotherapeutics.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the Health Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.